Hello, dear meditator, and welcome back to the podcast. Before we start today's meditation, I would like to give you a gift, a free 3 days transcendent meditation course. To get access to it, it's effortless. You just follow the link in the show notes, sign up, and over the next 3 days, I will be sending you the lessons by email. To give you a short overview, on day one, I will teach you to meditate with a mantra or a word, an affirmation. On day two, we will learn about the fundamentals of transcendence. And finally, on day three, we will talk about making it easy to follow a consistent meditation practice. Meditation is not a chore. It is something that we can do very naturally. And sometimes it can even be fun. So please have a look. There are no strings attached, no credit card or anything like that. It is entirely free and available for you today. Make sure you share this with your friends, family and colleagues, or anyone that can benefit from the free course. I hope to see you there and to hear your feedback. And so let's begin on today's session. As always, it will be divided into two. We will have one guided meditation for transcendence. We will use a sound with binaural beats, but we will not judge the sound in order to guide us beyond our current state of consciousness to a transcendental state of consciousness where we are able to go beyond our thoughts and beyond the identifying of yourself to those external circumstances. The second part will be a reflection on an important idea, an important question of life, and I will give you an actionable item for today, as we do every day, as well as a journaling prompt, so that you can fully apply what we learn after building this calm, the serenity through meditation. Sit nice and comfortably. You may sit on the floor, on the ground. You may sit on a yoga block, or if it's more comfortable for you, on a chair. Take as much space as you need. Horizontally, vertically, sit nice and straight. Imagine a helium balloon maybe pulling you with a string, the top of your head, chin slightly in. And we settle by being mindful of our breath, releasing tension, releasing expectations for today's meditation, for our experience. Releasing cravings. As we aim to be fully present here and now. So don't try to reproduce a past experience, or don't yearn for something that you've not experienced yet. We bypass these concepts of time and space in order to be fully present during the entirety of this guided meditation. Notice your body going up and down to the rhythm of your breath. Take each exhalation as an opportunity to relax more and more your body. Your jaw, neck, shoulders, back, feet, and also your mind and your heart and your soul. As your eyes close naturally, we put our hands to the heart to dedicate this session to someone. It can be anybody that you choose. Somebody that you love, or somebody that you're having challenges with, somebody that you've lost. Either in the praying position or flat on the chest, deep inhale in through the nose. And on the exhalation, we release more tension as we project our love, gratitude, appreciation towards that person, as we release this sense of separation and blend into the full picture of nature. I will now start the sound. This will be your anchor, your single point of focus. And so do not judge the sound. Let go of your opinions. Simply follow that sound and put it on the foreground of your mind. Keep it there during the entirety of the meditation. Even if thoughts come into your mind, which they will, and when you lost yourself in thought, it's okay. Take a deep breath and effortlessly, kindly go back to the sound. This might happen once or twice or 17 times. It is the process of meditation and it's perfectly okay. When the sound fades out, stay there and let it resonate in your mind for a few extra moments. go of the focus, let go of the vibration. This meditation is coming to an end. Take your time. Take your time to let your mind wander, for your body to move, to wiggle, to smile. But stay seated as we transition to our second part of today's session. I will read a passage from the Tao Te Ching, but first, get reacquainted to the sensations of your body. Take a nice deep breath, open your eyes. Notice what's around you, what's familiar, what's new. And so Lao Tzu in the Tao Te Ching says, mastering others is strength, mastering oneself is true power. Let me know how this resonates with you in the comment section, and how you've lived that wisdom in your life already before. In this passage, Lao Tzu stresses the importance of self-mastery, of self-discipline, how the Stoics would say temperance. While society often equates power with the ability to control others, the truth is, as Lao Tzu suggests, that real power comes from controlling yourself. We could debate, in fact, that you can only control yourself. You cannot control others, and so you must let go of that craving, that yearning. You must let go of all that you cannot control, and you are the only one you can. So this includes mastery over your emotions, your actions, the way you respond to external events, your desires, certain thoughts. It's a call for self-awareness, for self-discipline, for introspection, which are principles at the heart of Taoist philosophy, but of many other philosophies also, notably Stoicism. So your actionable item for today, I would like you to identify one aspect of your life or behavior that you struggle to control. It can be a bad habit, it can be an emotion that is recurrent, it can be a reaction to recurrent events. And I would like you to maybe write down or at least develop a plan to improve your self-mastery, your self-discipline in that area. It can be something very small to start with, as this is not an easy task, but start small and grow from there. And your journaling prompt for today is a reflection. I would like you to reflect on a time where you were able to master your emotions or your behaviors in a challenging situation. How did that make you feel? Reflect on that. And reflect on the steps, like in the actionable item actually, reflect on the steps that you can take to further improve self-mastery, self-discipline, temperance, control over your emotions, actions, and so on. Have fun with it. Let me know in the comment section how this resonates with you. As always, I see you, I feel you, I appreciate you. Thank you so much for letting me be part of your journeys. Until next time, take care. Bye. Thank you for being here, for meditating with us today. Try not to judge your meditation. Every meditation is different, as every day is different. It is important for your practice to be regular, so try meditating at least once per day. But also, don't meditate too much. Enjoy life. Appreciate small daily meditative moments. Take a walk, spend time with your loved ones, breathe. I hope you will sign up for the free Transcendent Meditation course and I really look forward to see you there. Also, if you would like to have daily meditations, you can sign up to become a Patreon member. I will leave the information about this in the show notes too. Lastly, if you have enjoyed this podcast, I would really appreciate it if you could give it an honest review and a rating. Good reviews and good ratings really help the channel a lot as more people can find it. So please, if you have a few minutes, go to your Apple Podcast or Spotify and leave a review and a rating there. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. I am honored you have chosen to take this journey with me today and every day. And until next time, take care. Bye-bye.